This is the Dallas Morning News.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's Thursday, March 14th. It will be stormy today with a high of 81. Lots of clouds this morning with a possibility for a storm. Thunderstorms will arrive in the evening with a chance of large hail, damaging wind gusts, and a possibility of a tornado. The low will be 58. Here are today's headlines. Members of Dallas's Community Police Oversight Board assembled Tuesday evening with hopes that the uncertainty and turmoil that has thrown their power into question would be addressed. Instead, the appointed watchdogs adjourned in frustration and confusion. City officials who could assuage their concerns were not there. Board members' concerns stem from a sudden legal opinion from the city that appears to limit some of their authority and investigatory power. Members at the meeting pointed to conflicting information and said it's unclear whether they're allowed to operate as usual under the newer interpretation, which states oversight cannot investigate anything that the Dallas Police Department rules a no investigation. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia told the news he's been to the board's retreats and several of its meetings, even though it's not a requirement. The city attorney's office said in a statement, there have been no changes to the board's authority since the ordinance that governs oversight was last amended in 2019. Board members said they came to Tuesday's meeting ready to deal with the festering issue and to discuss the city's search for a new police monitor. Tensions rose after the interim monitor told the board the search for a permanent monitor has been unsuccessful, and they learned the new interpretation of the ordinance that governs the oversight office was not on the agenda. They'd need to wait until April to discuss it. Just before the meeting ended with no resolution, members erupted in exasperation. Next, the defamation lawsuit filed by a woman who says Jerry Jones is her biological father, alleging the Dallas Cowboys owner and his associates worked to portray her in the public as an extortionist, was dismissed by a judge Wednesday. The lawsuit sought a multi-million dollar payout. 27-year-old Alexandra Davis, a congressional aide, said in the lawsuit that Jones and his team of lawyers and media and marketing professionals concocted a plan to destroy her reputation by publicly attacking her as a shakedown artist motivated by greed and money. Also listed as defendants in the lawsuit are Cowboys spokesman James Wilkinson, Wilkinson's employer Trail Runner International, Jones's friend and attorney Donald Jack Jr., and the Cowboys. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Schroeder wrote in Wednesday's ruling that Davis had not sufficiently pleaded that defendants acted with actual malice. The lawsuit was first filed in a U.S. District Court in Texarkana in March 2023, but partially dismissed when the judge said some of the alleged defamatory statements about Davis were either true or not defamatory. He also ruled that Davis qualified as a limited public figure, which requires proof the defendants were acting with malice. Davis's attorneys refiled the amended version of the lawsuit in November. Davis is also in the midst of a legal battle with Jones in Dallas County, where a judge ruled late last month that Jones would have to take a DNA test to prove whether he is Davis's biological father and establish paternity. Davis has said her mother, Cynthia Spencer Davis, had a romantic involvement with Jones in the mid-1990s. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.